Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
If you purchased Orscheln Premium 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid or MileMaster 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303settlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. Your compensation may include cash awards for up to a full refund of the purchase price for all fluid purchased, plus reimbursement for equipment repairs, parts, and damage. Visit 303settlement.com or call 866-742-4955. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Your claim deadline is August 31st, 2020, and you may be eligible for a monetary settlement. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303settlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
Well, as part of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, USDA has set aside $16 billion in aid for producers who've been affected by COVID-19. Bill Northey, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, says producers can begin signing up for the assistance next week.
Farm Service Agency and those county offices will begin taking applications Tuesday, May 26th, and that will occur until August 28th. Through the CFAP program, USDA will provide $16 billion in direct payments to agricultural producers whose commodities suffered a 5% or greater national price decline. Often there's a disruption in addition to that, a continued disruption, and so there's additional significant marketing cost impact as well.
The list of crops covered by the program is online at farmers.gov/CFAP. He talks about who's eligible for that assistance.
This is built for producers and not processors, but producers that have an interest in producing a crop or livestock. They've got to be entitled to a share of that crop or livestock for marketing. We will have a payment limit producer, and that is $250,000 across the different commodities.
Northey says it's important to keep in mind that not all the assistance funds are going to come at once.
We are prorating the payments, so as we go through and figure out the payment, we'll figure out the payment limit, and then we will make 80% of the payment right away upon approval of the application. We believe those payments can go out within a week of when we open up here, depending on the approval process. The remaining portion of that payment, that up to 20%, will be made later when we see if all funds are going to be available. It may not be the end of sign up, but it could be.
For more information on this, you can contact your local Farm Service Agency office for more information about the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Well, the Agricultural Retailers Association calls a proposed rule on transparency by the Environmental Protection Agency a positive step forward for agriculture. This week, the EPA announced the proposal to establish requirements and procedures for the issuance of guidance. ARA President and CEO Darren Kopic says the proposal will not only provide the opportunity to be sure that our voices are heard, but will also ensure that new rules are guided by sound science, practicality, and economic feasibility. Last fall, President Trump issued an executive order to promote transparency by ensuring all active guidance documents are made available to the public. The EPA says the rule will significantly increase the transparency of the EPA's practices around guidance and the agency's process for managing guidance documents. The rules will establish the first formal petition process for the public to request that EPA modify or withdraw a guidance document and ensure that the agency's guidance documents are developed with appropriate review and accessible and transparent to the public. You've got farm news on Ron. The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.